Blog Talk Radio.
And one mediator between God and man,
And that man is Christ, which is Yahweh Shah in the Hebrew. Okay? So therefore, Christ is the mediator between man and the Most High God. So you have to pray through Christ. All this other stuff about going around Christ, trying to pray to some other gods and all this. No. You got to go through Christ. Okay? You got to go through Christ to get to the Most High. Cut and dry. That's why Christ gave up his life. That's why the Most High sacrificed his son. You know what I'm saying? To give up his life for the 12 tribes of Israel, for his chosen people. So a lot of you so-called Negro people, South Central American people around the world, who Christians, who don't understand the breakdown of the Bible, you cannot go around Christ. You have to go through Christ to get to the Most High. You know what I'm saying? I want to record of other brothers and sisters are coming in. Also, I got my class who as well is listening in, and I do this class. I try to do it every Friday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So I want to welcome my class. You came in my class can hear me. So I want to welcome all y'all brothers and sisters for listening and coming to class. It's very important that we learn this book, because it's going to come a time where we're not going to be able to get this truth. It's going to be too late. You know what I'm saying? Again, I can't stress this enough. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow is not promised to none of us. So it's very important that we ask the Lord to have mercy on our soul and have mercy on us as we go through life on an everyday basis. Okay? Good. We're going to go to Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get it. Let's get it. Okay? Now, like I said, write the scriptures down so y'all can go back on. Y'all can go back after the show, maybe look the scriptures up, check it out for yourself. This is what it said. Rejoice in hope and patience and tribulations, continuous and instant prayer. Okay, so this particular scripture is telling us to have patience. The tribulations is talking about the trouble that we have in our life, things that we go through. But also the scripture is telling us to continue instant prayer. Okay, prayer is very important, my people. Very important that we keep praying in our life. You know what I'm saying? I can't say that enough, man. Prayer kills everything. I know a lot of time when we pray, we want things to happen right then and there. But God got his time when he wants to let things happen. He got his time. If you had that faith and prayer in the Most High God through Jesus Christ, through Christ, you know what I'm saying? Amazing things will happen in your life. But a lot of time we don't have patience, man. We pray, and we don't know how to pray. Again, you got to pray through the Most High. You got to understand them laws, and that's what we're going to go through that. All right, the next script we're going to go to, let's go to, let's see here, let's go to John, 1 John. Let's go to 1 John now, chapter 3, verse 22, okay? And this is what it said. And whosoever we ask, we receive of him, which is Christ, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing to his sight, which is God, which is the Most High. Again, we have to go through Christ to get to the Most High. And right here in the scripture, 1 John 3:22, tell us, keep his commandments. You got to keep the commandments, people. Keep the commandments at the best way you can. Keep the commandments. And like I said, do these things that please God. What please God that we do the commandments, that we practice the commandments. Like stop eating all the scavengers, shrimps, crabs, killing each other out here, stealing, robbing, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Smoking, defiling your body, your temple. You know, these are things we got to follow the laws of the commandments of the Most High. You understand what I'm saying? I know some of you, most of y'all are trying to come in the truth. You know what I'm saying? But I know some of you is on the edge. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, one foot in, one foot out. You got to come on in. Trust me, man. You got to come on in. You know what I'm saying? As Hebrew Israelites, brothers and sisters out here, we're trying to help our brothers and sisters. We're trying to enlighten them, make them aware of what's going on out in this world and enlighten them of the Lord, this Bible. We are not what you call these modern day Christians. Don't get it twisted. Black Israel is not a modern day Christian. I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah. I'm here to teach the word of God through the scriptures, through the King James 1611 Bible, you know, which is our history book. You know what I'm saying? We ain't coming through here with no so-called religion and Christianity, because religion will separate us as a people. You know what I'm saying? That's what religion is, man-made. It's set up by man. The Bible had nothing to do with religion. Praying to the Most High God don't have nothing to do with religion. It has something to do with praying through Christ to get to the Most High so we can be able to follow the laws and commandments of the Most High God. That's what it's all about, follow these laws, so we can live the way Christ lived in the best we can. Ain't nobody perfect, man. Ain't nobody perfect, but we can try to do the best we can about our loving our brothers and sisters. Again, we're not promised for tomorrow, brothers and sisters. We're not promised for tomorrow. Okay, the next group we're going to go to, let's get it down. We're going to go to Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Okay? Here it go. Therefore, I say unto you, what things ever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye should receive. You understand what I'm saying? So again, if we pray and ask the Most High to bless us, you know, allow us to get through another day, allow us to protect us while we're going to these jobs, these what we call slavery jobs, you protect us while we go shopping to the grocery store to feed our family, you know what I'm saying? We pray to bless them, to bless them with the things that we need in our life, you know what I'm saying, so we can do what we need to do to keep the family together. He will give us our desire. You know what I'm saying? But don't pray and take it for granted, people. Don't go out here praying to the Most High like it's a joke, or praying to the Most High for things that's irrelevant. You understand what I'm saying? Praying to the Most High, man, for irrelevant things. You got to truly pray through your heart that he bless you a life, and you'll get the other blessing. You know, he gives you things that you need or the things that you desire in your life. But you got to follow the laws and commandments, and you got to wait on him to bless you with the thing. But don't go in and try to pray to the Most High to bless you with $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? But if you keep that faith in the Most High and do the things you need to do, you'll be worth more than $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? He know what we need in our life. He know what we desire and what we need in our life. And we stay on that faith and on that road, he will give that to us. Once again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. This is your boy, Black Israel, your host of Blog Talk Radio with the Black Israel Nation Talk Radio. I want to, again, welcome all my soldiers, my listeners who listen in. Again, the name of the show is The Power of Prayer According to the Holy Bible, the 1611. Okay, so that's what we're on. It's for the people who just coming in. Okay, so we're running down scriptures on the power of prayer. Okay? Now, let's go to Matthew's. That's in the New Testament. Christians. Let's go to Matthew 26 and 41. Okay? And this is what it said. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing to, but the flesh is weak. Particular verse saying, and this is a good verse. It's saying we must watch and pray, and that ye enter not into temptation. What it means is not to enter not into temptation, because this world of wickedness will put us in a situation, man. You know what I'm saying? And spirits allow us to do wicked things. You know what I'm saying? But if we follow the spirit of the Most High God, you know what I'm saying, and stand strong, we will be good. But the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. The flesh is definitely weak. The flesh will tell you, man, go out there and sell them drugs. Man, go out there and do this to this brother and sister. Man, go out here and cheat on this sister and this brother. The flesh will tell you that. But the spirit will tell you, don't do that. You committing adultery. Don't do that. You'll be committing murder. Don't do that to you. That's the spirit telling you not to do it. When your mind tells you, you have a choice. When you go out there in that world, you have a choice. You know, your choice, the spirit tells you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it, sister. Don't do it. Don't do it, brother. That spirit telling you not to do it. But the flesh is so weak. You know, just like you got some brothers and them got out here who got sex addiction, who got drug addiction, who got drinking addiction. You know what I'm saying? That's the flesh, the weak flesh, and we have to fight that with the spirit. And we do that by praying, and that's the Most High to have mercy on our spirit, have mercy on us, man, that he give us the strength through Jesus Christ so we can be able to fight them, the spirits of demons, so we'll continue to making the same mistakes, the mistakes over and over. You know, we all in a work in progress. Ain't nobody perfect, not even me. I'm not even perfect. We're all in a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's go to Jeremiah. Let's go to Jeremiah 33, chapter 33, verse 3. Okay? Let's get it now. I know it takes some of y'all time, because I know some of y'all didn't open the Bible in a long time. I know it's gonna take some of y'all some time to try to find that scripture. Here we go. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show great and mighty things which them know not. Okay? So again, the Most High saying here in Jeremiah to call unto him, you know, and he will show these great things, mighty things, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, again, it's nothing impossible for the Most High God to do for us. Nothing impossible. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, man, you got brothers out here, you know what I'm saying, who got cases coming up. You know, brothers looking at a lot of time. You got sisters out here looking at a lot of time. You got a lot of sisters out here struggling, trying to do what they need to do for their kids. You got brothers out here struggling. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for a lot of brothers and sisters out here. But again, it's nothing impossible for the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand that. It's nothing impossible for the Most High God. Okay? Now, we're going to go to with the next script we're going to Psalm. We're going to Psalm 34, chapter 34 and 17. Write it down, people. Get it down. Write it down. You know what I'm saying? Get this down. Here we go. The righteous cry, and the Lord hear and deliver them out of all their trouble. You see that what I'm saying? You see it back to what I just said earlier. You know what I'm saying? The righteousness, meaning what the ones who in this book, who trying to follow the Most High through Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying? He hears y'all. He hears y'all prayer. You know what I'm saying? And he would deliver them out of trouble. Okay? So we need to understand the power of prayer is a real big thing. You know what I'm saying? And we cannot be taking the power of prayer for granted. You know what I'm saying? Again, this is Black Girls Real Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C. You know what I'm saying? I want to welcome everybody who's still coming and listening in. And my brothers and sisters coming living in Florida, coming in. You know what I'm saying? So, again, the name of the show is The Power of Prayer According to the Holy Bible. Now, let me explain something to y'all. Let me explain something to y'all, brothers and sisters out here, man. It's not hard. Some people think it's really hard to pray. It's not. All you need to do is have a personal relationship with Christ through the Most High. You know what I'm saying? You know, all you got to do is get on your knees. You know, you pray to the east. Because a lot of you all really don't know how to pray. But praying is not hard. You know what I'm saying? The first thing you want to do is find the east. And you pray to the east because that's where the holy city is, the holy city of Jerusalem. That's our original homeland. The people who live in Jerusalem, Israel, are not the original people. You know what I'm saying? Do the research. You got to have to believe me. All through the Bible, it talk about Israel. It's talking about the Israelites praying, the Hebrew Israelites praying to the Most High God. First of all, you have to do your research to find out who the Hebrews are, who the Israelites are, what color were they. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You have to find these things out by doing research. So you have to pray towards the east. You know what I'm saying? You kneel down, you bow to the east, and you pray through Jesus Christ to the Most High. And trust me, the Most High gonna hear them prayers. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you got brothers and sisters, they burns frankincense and myrrh, which is good. You can burn that when you're praying. And if you don't have it, that's fine. You don't have to have the myrrh and frankincense. But if you have the myrrh and frankincense, that's good. You pray with the myrrh and frankincense. You know what I'm saying? That help alleviate some of them wicked spirits around you or within wherever you at. You can pray anywhere. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to be a particular place you have to pray at. You can pray anywhere. You understand what I'm saying? The Most High, one thing I'm going to tell y'all about praying and fasting. Fasting is a good thing, too, to fast and pray and fast. You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing, too, because it helps build your spirit up. You know what I'm saying? It helps build the spirit up, really. It does. You know what I'm saying? But we need to understand, man, that we don't give our life to the Most High through Christ and don't understand who we are, we're going to be lost in this world. And the one thing we all don't want to do, if like I said, when the Messiah come back, which is Christ, which is Yahweh Shah in the Hebrew, when he come back, his people going to be still on the earth. But it's not going to be good for some people on the earth. And then the ones who we don't want to do, you don't want to die knowing that you had an opportunity to learn about the Most High. You had an opportunity to learn how to pray to the Most High. You understand what I'm saying? You can check a lot of letters. We got a lot of letters in the Bible, a lot of scriptures in the Bible prayed to the Most High. Solomon prayed to the Most High. A lot of prophets prayed to the Most High. Even Christ prayed to the Most High. You know what I'm saying? They say Christ prayed so hard in the temple, man, he was sweating. He was sweating so hard, he was praying so hard because he knew he had to sacrifice his life for the nation of Israel. He knew he had to sacrifice his life. And again, part of him was the flesh part, was like, you know, let this cup pass from me. But the other part of him was like, it's not my will, but the will of the Lord, the will of God. So he had to do it. That was the will of the Most High. He had to do it. He was that amazing sacrifice. You mean to tell me y'all can't take a few minutes to kneel down and pray to the Most High, to the Black Messiah? Yes, Christ is black, according to the Bible. Okay, according to Revelation chapter 1, 12 down to 15, he was a black man. His feet was as polished brass as they were burned in the furnace. What color do anything, if you put anything in the furnace, people, what color do it turn to? Black. Charcoal. Because Christ was a black man. That's another thing that a lot of you all make a mistake of not knowing how to pray. Because y'all don't know who y'all praying to. Okay? And I'm going to keep it real. That's one thing about Black Israel Talk Radio. We keep it real. And I'm going to come out the book. Anything that you think I'm not accurate with, check it out in the scripture for yourself. Christ was a black man. Okay? Christ was a black man. And also you can go to Daniel 10, 5, and 6 tell you that he was a black man. Okay? Head like wood. Like woolly head. Blacks and Hispanics. And we the only and people from South Central America, we the only people who had woody hair, man. Okay? So that false image, that imposter of the European Christ, the white Christ, is a false image. That's a real man called Cesar Borgia. Okay? That's a real man. That's a real, real white dude that was painted in the 1600s. Painted him to be the new Christ. But according to the Bible, according to the 1611 King James Version, according to the Holy Bible, Christ is a black man. He was a black brother. That's who you're praying to get to the Most High. And also, people, y'all have to also remember something. When man was first created, everybody on the planet Earth were people of dark-skinned people. Wasn't no white people. You know, believe it or not, white people came out of black people. I know some of y'all can't wrap your mind about that, but you look in the Bible and look at the history. You know, Isaac and Rebekah had a baby called Esau. But at the end of the day, so I want to get off topic, we have to pray through Christ to get to the Most High. Okay? We have to pray through Christ to get to the Most High. And that's what a lot of us, because a lot of, I'm going to tell you what a lot of us doing. a lot of y'all, especially y'all Christian, which religion had nothing to do with the Bible or Jesus Christ. But some of you religion, Christianity, y'all bowing down to a white God, a white Christ. According to the Bible, that's not what God and Christ look like. Okay, they are people of color. The prophets are the people of color. So first of all, you got to know who you bowing down to. The angels was of color. You know, you read the book of you read the book of Isaiah. You know, but you know it tell you give you the color of the angels and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Jeremiah, give you color of the angels and all that. Colors in the Bible. But I know there's gonna be some Christians, some people out there worldwide gonna say, well, man, color don't matter, man. You know, it don't matter what God look like. It does matter what God look like. It does matter what Christ look like. Because if it didn't matter, it wouldn't have been in the scriptures. It wouldn't have been in the scrolls what he look like. Because they understood, even the prophets, they understood that people was going to try to tamper with the true Messiah. So you won't be able to pray to the true Messiah. So we need to understand what the color of the Messiah, what the color of the prophets. Who we didn't understand what we praying to. You know what I'm saying? So how are you going to raise your kids and have your kids praying to a white God or white Christ? Now, if the European nation, if the white race, if they want to create their own white God and pray to their white Jesus, let them do that. Because we know that we are the chosen people of God. So let them pray. Don't get mad at white people because white people want to pray to the white Christ or the white Jesus, or the white God. Let them do them. We need to worry about the 12 tribes of Israel, the so-called Negro, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, Mexican, North American Indian, people of South Central America, Jamaican, Trinidad. You know what I'm saying? You know, so we need to worry about our brothers and sisters around us, our nation. You know what I'm saying? So if the Arabs want to worship Allah, let them worship Allah. No black man, Hispanic man, Puerto Rican man from South Central America should not be worshiping an Arab god. You know what I'm saying? Let them worship, that's Arabic. Let them worship their own god. You know what I'm saying? If the Korean, Chinese, whatever, Asian people want to worship Buddha, let them worship Buddha. That's their god. But our god is the god of the whole planet, the universe, the god of Israel, the black god. You know what I'm saying? Our Messiah is Yahweh Shah, which is Christ. You know, a dark man. Again, it's in the book of Revelation. You can read of his color. So it's not like I'm in here making anything up. I'm just keeping it real. That's what Black Israel Talk Radio do. We keep it real. You know, we want to make sure that you understand when you're praying, who you're praying to. Okay? You need to understand who you're praying to. And understand God's name is Yahweh. You understand what I'm saying? That's his name. You know what I'm saying? Christ's name in Hebrew is Yahweh Shah. You know what I'm saying? But again, I want to thank everybody for listening to the time is short. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio. Again, man, my sympathy go out to David Kersey, man. A family member, a best friend, a brother, all that, man, all that in one, man. And I'm really sad behind that. You know what I'm saying? And I ask the Most High God to have mercy on his soul. You know what I'm saying? Like he had mercy on all of us. I ask that all of y'all keep your prayers going for the family. Again, thanks for listening to the show. You know what I'm about to do? I'm about to drop the microphone. You understand what I'm saying? I'm out of here. Y'all can catch me next Friday at 6:30. And shalom to all my brothers and sisters worldwide. And take care and be careful this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, All this so-called New Year's is going on. Take care, shalom, and I see y'all next week.